During the course of the next 2 weeks, you should work through study unit 3. In the 2603 calendar, you will see that you should set 2 weeks aside for this study unit, rather than the usual 1 week per unit. Most students find this study unit challenging, as it teaches you some practical techniques that we expect you to master. From the onset, I would like to tell you that this unit is not impossible to master. On the contrary, if you understand the techniques in this unit, I think that you will be able to earn some easy marks. Let's quickly recap. In Study Unit 1, we dealt with the different aspects of making a map, the so-called map language, like the types of geographical data, or the dimensionality that you will use to represent reality on a map. Study Unit 2 dealt with the representation of data on maps, how the different types of data will be represented on a map. In short, Study Unit 2 shows us how to communicate the so-called map language that you dealt with in Study Unit 1. Now, Study Unit 3 deals with gathering information from maps. Notice the order of the study units. You were taught how to make a map before you were taught how to read a map. So the logic is simple. If you know how to make a map, then you will definitely know how to use a map. Or, to put it in another way, if you know how to communicate information on a map, then you will definitely understand what is communicated to you when you read a map. This study unit will show you a variety of techniques for gathering information from maps. After working through this study unit, you should be able to gather information such as absolute location, direction, distance, height above sea level, or gradient and slope. If you do not understand any of the techniques explained to you in the study unit, go to the additional resources folder on My Anisa and look for a how-to PowerPoint slideshow. We have created slideshows on a number of techniques, and these slideshows explain the content in a much more dynamic way. Since the techniques are explained in the study guide, as well as in the PowerPoint slideshows on My Anisa, this podcast will only share a few tips on how to approach these techniques. Firstly, make sure that you understand certain basic terminology. This will help you in your calculations. If you know these terms, you will not get confused and lose marks easily. Some of the terms include latitude and longitude. Study this. Make sure that you know which line you should measure when you are asked to calculate latitude or longitude. Slope and gradient. Make sure that you know the difference between the two. Also, bearing and magnetic bearing. You need to know what they are before you can calculate it. Secondly, always work in the same measuring unit. If you are multiplying or dividing two measurements, you need to make sure that you are working in the same unit. You will soon see that some of the calculations that you think is part of the method is only done so that you work in the same unit. Thirdly, convert one measurement at a time. Let us use the example of calculating area. If you measure the area on a map, say the measurements are 10 centimeters by 20 centimeters, convert both of these to meter, or whichever unit you need to work in, before multiplying the two values. This comes back to the second point of working in the same unit. If you were to multiply these two measurements first, you will get an area measurement. In other words, it would be 200 square centimeters. To convert this to a real-world distance, you cannot simply multiply 200 square centimeters by 50,000 centimeters. Why not? The unit for your measurement is in square centimeters, and the unit for your map scale is in centimeters. Thus, to save yourself from making such a mistake, convert your measurement first, then apply the mathematical formula. Lastly, do all the calculations yourself. Even if you do not understand it, do not copy someone else's answer. You will not be able to understand this section unless you have figured it out for yourself. You will soon see that we expect you to master these techniques. There are questions on some of these techniques in every assignment and examination. If you understand these, and you are able to do them well, you will be able to score an easy 20 marks. If you do not understand these calculations, post your efforts on My Anisa. In the past, students were able to help one another with this section very quickly. One last thing. Remember that the skills dealt with in this study unit are very practical skills. They are not abstract skills that you will rarely use. Thus, I hope that you will find this study unit valuable and interesting.